In the realm where shadows dance with starlight, Scarlet Monroe's world shatters when her twin flame, Soren Aditya, falls in battle. Her anguished cries of, "You promised!" echo through the battlefield as she cradles his lifeless body. This devastating moment reveals the extraordinary depth of their bond, a connection that transcends ordinary love. When the mysterious Lord of Night appears in her dreamscape, offering a glimmer of hope, everything changes. He hasn't fully crossed the veil yet, he tells her, drawing a special source mark on her arm that allows her to channel her power in reverse. What follows is nothing short of miraculous. Drawing energy from her guardian Cassius until he's severely weakened, Scarlet pours everything into Soren, all her embers, water, ice, shadows, white flames, until his heart begins beating again. But this resurrection comes at a terrible price. Soren's magic begins slowly depleting, and with it, their twin flame bond weakens. Despite his diminishing powers, Soren continues to serve as Scarlet's source, prioritizing her strength over his own. Their relationship evolves from passion to something deeper, a partnership built on mutual sacrifice and unwavering devotion. "I never let myself think of the future," Scarlet confesses in a rare vulnerable moment. "It held nothing I desired except the illusion of freedom. But you make me want to plan a future, Soren." Their love transcends typical romance, becoming an exploration of what we're willing to sacrifice for those we love. The Western courts under Scarlet and Soren face mounting threats. Eastern Fae Queen Talwin has allied with Alaric, whose abilities once imprisoned Scarlet, conquering the Fire Court and gaining strategic advantage against remaining territories. The political landscape grows treacherous as alliances shift. When Azriel Lewin, formerly loyal to Talwin, seeks audience with Scarlet's inner court, divisions emerge. Cyrus distrusts Lewin based on decades of observed deception, while Briar argues they need his intelligence. Personal relationships complicate matters, from Briar's involvement with Neutral Wind Princess Ashtine to Lewin's centuries-long history with Talwin that ended in betrayal. Leadership themes surface when exiled Crown Prince Callan Solgaard questions deserving his title. Scarlet advises, "If you feel you have not yet earned it, there is nothing stopping you from starting the work to earn it now." This reveals that leadership isn't granted by birthright, but earned through action and sacrifice when facing impossible choices. On Aven Leia's mist-shrouded shores, Scarlet discovers her true identity when Lord Sethin Sutara reveals he's her brother and Aven Leia's king. Her extraordinary powers stem from being an Aven Leian princess, daughter of Sela, goddess of twilight and secrets. Sethin explains Aven Leia's people descended from gods and demigods, vessels of immense power. The seven Fae courts formed through marriages between Aven Leian royalty and powerful Fae, creating complex magical bloodlines. Her mark is actually a melding mark, ancient magic shared between blood relatives that enables her to draw others' power. He shows her a nightstone statue of Sidora, the witch who created the protective wards, containing prophecy clues about shadows, stars, and darkness that point to Scarlet. Her white starfire, inherited from Grandmother Serafina, manifests as Sethin demonstrates his ability to drain her power, a trait from their father Arius. The unsettling similarities between Sethin's abilities and their enemy Alaric's raise questions about their power's nature. In this realm, magic demands balance and sacrifice. Fire and shadows, light and dark, beginnings and endings, Beatrix tells Soren. In all things, there must be balance. Soren depletes himself with each use of power, yet continues as Scarlet's source, believing she needs full strength for coming battles. As a legacy Fae, Cassius eventually needs a source, a lifelong commitment he hesitates to request from Cyrus, given their complex relationship. Without one, he'll develop the Night Children's uncontrollable thirst. Power's corruption manifests through Talwin's arc. Once idealistic, she becomes Alaric's pawn as he drains her magic while promising revenge. When she questions him, Alaric kills four Fae for a blood ritual, forcing Talwyn to confront her choices. This theme culminates when Scarlet confronts her mother, Goddess Sayla, demanding she restore Soren's power. When Sayla refuses, citing balance, Scarlet declares, "I am your salvation or your destruction. It appears I am your god now." Beyond Twin Flames, the novel explores various bonds, guardian loyalties, chosen families, and friendships forged through adversity. Guardian relationships feature prominently through multiple pairings. Cassius serves as Scarlet's guardian, forming a spiritual connection beyond mere protection. Razik, a dragon shifter, functions as Sethan's guardian, while Commander Tybalt reveals that guardians naturally form lifelong bonds with their charges. Chosen family emerges among those united by common purpose. Cyrus, once consumed by vengeance for his lost love Thea, finds meaning in his loyalty to Soren and feelings for Cassius. Their reconciliation shows how shared trauma creates unbreakable bonds. Even antagonistic relationships reveal emotional depth, as when Azriel refuses to abandon Talwyn at her expected execution. "I will fight for you even if you will not." Callan and Tava evolve from political arrangement to genuine connection, with Callan admitting, "I want to figure it out with you," representing hope amid chaos. Vengeance drives the narrative, raising profound questions about justice and forgiveness. When Soren asks Scarlet to spare Talwyn, she feels betrayed. "Of course I am going to kill her, Soren. She nearly killed you." This crystallizes the conflict between love and revenge. After killing Haniel, Eliza reveals that revenge brought no peace. The void of loss remains. Their seaside conversation becomes a meditation on grief, the setting symbolizing both the vastness of loss and water's capacity to cleanse. When Callan kills Sybil, satisfaction mingles with horror. Tava tends his wounds, sharing that leaders sometimes taint their souls so those they care for do not have to, a nuance that elevates the narrative beyond typical fantasy tropes. Through Scarlet's arc, vengeance evolves into something more meaningful. Her journey from seeking personal revenge to fighting for collective justice shows her growth, realizing true power lies in forging a path not predetermined by gods and prophecies. As the story climaxes, Scarlet stands transformed, white flames and ice crystals winding through her silver hair, crowned with starlight. This metamorphosis reflects her journey from pawn to player, from death's servant to a force rivaling gods. In the Temple of Shadows, Scarlet confronts her mother. When Sayla insists destiny cannot be defied, Scarlet refuses to be a sacrificial offering of repentance. Their opposing magics creating competing auroras of silver and crimson. This defiance echoes throughout the narrative. Callan embracing responsibility despite self-doubt, Cassius confronting his magical heritage, and Tava choosing her path despite royal expectations. Each character decides whether to accept their predetermined role or forge a new identity. In a world where gods manipulate mortals and prophecies dictate outcomes, the true heroes refuse to surrender their autonomy. Scarlet's journey demonstrates how love, loyalty, and belief can break destiny's chains, showing that even in darkness, we retain the power to choose.